Chapter 1. Down to Earth. Splashdown. Alex Ryder would never forget the moment of impact. The first shock as the parachute opened, and the second, more jolting still, as the module that had carried him back from outer space crashed into the sea. Was it his imagination, or was there steam rising up all around him? Maybe it was sea spray. It didn't matter. He was back. That was all he cared about. He had made it. He was still alive. He was still lying on his back, crammed into the tiny space with his knees tucked into his chest. Half closing his eyes, Alex experienced a moment of extraordinary stillness. He was completely still. His fists were clenched. He wasn't breathing. Was it really true? Already, he found it impossible to believe that the events that had led to his journey into outer space had really taken place. He tried to imagine himself hurtling around the Earth at 17,500 miles an hour. It couldn't have happened. It had surely all been part of some incredible dream. Slowly, he forced himself to unwind. He lifted an arm. It rose normally. He could feel the muscle connecting. Just minutes before, he'd been in zero gravity. But as he rested, trying to collect his thoughts, he realized that once again, his body belonged to him. Alex wasn't sure how long he was left on his own, floating on the water somewhere. It could have been anywhere in the world. But when things happened, they did so very quickly. First, there was the hammering of helicopter blades. Then the whoop of some sort of siren. He could see very little out of the window, just the rise and fall of the ocean. But suddenly, a man was there, a scuba diver, a palm slamming against the glass. A few seconds later, the capsule was opened from outside. Fresh air came rushing in, and to Alex it smelled delicious. At the same time, a man loomed over him, his body wrapped in neoprene, his eyes behind a mask. "Are you okay?" Alex could hardly make out the words. There was so much noise outside. Did the diver have an American accent? "I'm fine," he managed to shout back. But it wasn't true. He was beginning to feel sick. There was a shooting pain behind his eyes. "Don't worry, we'll soon have you out of there." It took them a while. Alex had only been in space a short time, but he'd never had any physical training for it. And now his muscles were turning against him, reluctant to start pulling their own weight. He had to be manhandled out of the capsule into the blinding sun of a Pacific afternoon. Everything was chaotic. There was a helicopter overhead, the blades beating at the ocean, forming patterns that rippled and vibrated. Alex turned his head and saw, impossibly, an aircraft carrier as big as a mountain looming out of the water less than a quarter of a mile away. It was flying the Stars and Stripes. So he had been right about the diver. He must have landed somewhere off the coast of America. There were two more divers in the water, bobbing up and down next to the capsule, and Alex could see a third man leaning out of the helicopter directly above him. He knew what was going to happen, and he didn't resist. First, a loop of cable was passed around his chest and connected. He felt it tighten under his arms. Then he was rising into the air, still in his spacesuit, dangling like a silver puppet as he was winched up. And already they knew. He had glimpsed it in the eyes of the diver who had spoken to him. The disbelief. These men, the helicopter, the aircraft carrier, had been rushed out to rendezvous with a module that had just re-entered the Earth's atmosphere. And inside, they had found a boy. A 14-year-old had just plummeted 100 miles from outer space. These men would be sworn to secrecy, of course. MI6 would see to that. They would never talk about what had happened. Nor would they forget it. There was a medical officer waiting for him on board the USS Kitty Hawk, which was the name of the ship that had been diverted to pick him up. His name was Josh Cook, and he was 40 years old, black with wireframe glasses and a pleasant, soft-spoken manner. He helped Alex out of the spacesuit and stayed in the room when Alex finally did throw up. It turned out that he'd dealt with astronauts before.
"They're all sick when they come down," he explained. "It goes with the territory, or maybe I should say terra firma. That's Latin for down to Earth. You'll be fine by the morning.